Morning Mindset from livebuildchange.com is back on the air, and I'm glad that you hit the play button this morning. I'm glad because I know God has something to say to you in the next 5 minutes. He has something to encourage you with. He has something to bless your life with. And how do I know that so confidently? Because we're going to be talking from the Word of God. And the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. And it discerns the thoughts and the intentions of the heart, of your heart. And so when we bring God's Word to bear on the situations of our life, on the mindsets that we adopt, on the attitudes we put in place to live a certain day, He is going to bless you. And that's how I'm so confident that this conversation we're going to have over the next 4 minutes is going to be a blessing to you. Now, we've been talking about Psalm 37:4. It says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." And I made the declaration yesterday, I guess you could call it, that what that means is that when you do your part of delighting yourself, intentionally delighting yourself in the Lord, He then will give you the actual desires that you are supposed to have on your heart. It's a form of His direction along with the Word of God. And I want to dig in just a little bit about a little more about what that means to delight in the Lord. You see, it sounds like a command to feel a certain way, doesn't it? Delight yourself. I mean, isn't delight a feeling? Delight is kind of this joyful experience. You know, we delight in all kinds of things. You know, for me, I delight in barbecue ribs. I mean, I love barbecue ribs. I got this great rib recipe. If you ever want it, I can send it to you. Carrie@livebuildchange.com. Man, that's way off track. But the point is, we delight in lots of things, don't we? We delight in our children. We might delight in music. We might delight in a sunset. And we tend to think of those things as being spontaneous things, things that just happen. But I'm here to tell you, you can control what you delight in. You really can. Let me prove it to you. Okay? There's this thing out in the world, and it's a terrible thing, called pornography. And yes, there's a natural bent in the heart of sinful man and sinful woman toward those kinds of things. But here's an observation I've made about it. As a man or a woman continues to set their sights on those sorts of things, they, in essence, whip up a lust in themselves. The more they look at it, the more they think about it, the more they concentrate on it, they create this delight, so to speak. It's kind of a perverse delight for this thing called pornography. It's based around sex and about physical stimulation and those kinds of things. Now, let's translate that into what we're talking about here in Psalm 37:4. You can affect your degree of delight in anything you want to, just like those people do with pornography. You can choose to delight yourself in the Lord. And you do it by focusing on Him. It's where you set your mind. It's where you think. It's the attention you give to any subject is the degree to which you're delighting in it. So if you're delighting yourself in the Lord, you're going to be digging into the Word to find out who He is and what He's like. You're going to stir yourself up to appreciate what you find there. You're going to respond with gratitude, even saying out of your lips, "Thank you, Lord, for being that for me." And it's a habit. It's a practice you have to make. And part of that has to do with attitude. Part of that has to do with willingness to be submitted to Him. And today, as you look at this day, I want to challenge you to commit your heart to delighting in the Lord today. It's an intentional choice. It's a decision you make right now. So what are you going to do in light of all that you know is coming in this day to delight yourself in the Lord right now so that you can be close to Him throughout the day and hear His guidance when He places desires on your heart? From Live, Build, Change, I'm Carrie Green. Talk to you tomorrow.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.